at this moment in time and speaking, the club has had several offers come in, and there has been an offer from one club which we have accepted, but out of courtesy from the club and their wish to keep it, not to make it disclosed at this moment in time, we're honouring that. So there has been an offer made, and Surrey Hillmoors can confirm that they have accepted the offer.
Is it an unfair assumption, though, on people's part to think that that's Grimsby?
Well, there's no doubt that's for people to hopefully have their fingers crossed it is. But if it isn't, then, you know, from the club's point of view, myself and Omar, you know, as a club, we're happy with the club what has put in the offer. It's a move up, and it's a move in the right direction. We're happy with the fee agreed. But ultimately, it's still down to the player to go and speak to that football club. And, you know, it won't only just be that football club. So there's going to be quite a few clubs Omar's going to have to speak to over the summer, and it will ultimately be down to the player on which club he decides to go to.
How much interest is there in him then?
Yeah, there's been, well, you can imagine there's been loads of interest, and, you know, lots of scouts coming up and watching the game. And, you know, I just think probably this season has just highlighted and typified his, you know, his potential, you know, top goal scorer in the league. We're picking up the Conference North Player of the Year. I think his goal scoring record's like 68 goals in 112 games at this level. So he's done it at this level over 3 years now. We feel for Omar and as a club, it's time for him now to go to that next stage in his development. So there has been interest, and the offers now, I think really now have started to come. You know, this week the phone's been non-stop and the offers are coming in. I've literally just come off the phone to another football club who are going to be making an offer later this afternoon. So it's going to be a busy period for the football club. But it's great that it looks like, you know, Omar's going to get his wish and move into the full-time game.
You know Grimsby Town very well, don't you, because your brother's been there just recently. Would it be a good move for him?
For me, without, you know, looking from the outside, Grimsby Town, and listen, you know, I've had conversations with the chairman, and I've got to say, the way he's conducted himself, to me, he's come across a perfect gentleman and seems a really nice guy, which is hard in this game of football to find genuine nice people. But Grimsby, massive club, you know, and I don't look at Grimsby as a Conference Prem club. I look at them as a Football League club, and really that's where they should be. And I know they're all geared up, and it's, you know, I've been really impressed with the fans. I've saw that initiative, the campaign, what they've done in terms of backing the board and the club in terms of raising money for the budget. So it's a club which looks like from board level, from the supporters, and I know the disappointment from the squad, obviously, with my brother being there, how desperately they wanted it. When you get a football club like that, which in all areas of the club are geared for Football League, then it's not a matter of, you know, if, it's just a matter of when it's going to happen.
Yeah, would you recommend the move to Omar?
Listen, for me, you know, I think it's really important in Omar's next move that he gets the right club, but more importantly, the right manager, you know, who's going to develop him and take him further, because he's got another move in him. You know, this move from Surrey to whichever club he goes to is an important move, but we really feel he can go again as well. So it's important he gets that development. So, you know, it'd be unfair to me to say yes or even no, because, you know, having not sat down and really spoken with managers or heard what they've said to Omar. So for me, the key to all this now will be obviously the club and where it is, but the key for me would be the manager, you know, what football club is really going to take Omar, you know, not only be successful with them, but also take him on again, because I do believe he's got another big move in him.
Has Omar indicated to you that he will keep all options open for a while yet?
It'd be stupid not to. You know, it'd be silly not to. And it'd be only, and it's only right and proper that any football club who does put an offer in, which gets accepted, that he goes and speaks to them. And like I said, now the offers are coming in now. So, like I said, he's going to be a busy man over the next week or so, next couple of weeks. But it's important as well. He doesn't rush into a decision. But I understand clubs' positions. They want to move quickly because he is hot property. But my advice to be Omar will be to take your time and make a decision and make sure it's the right one for your future development. It's not about money. And especially from the club as well, with regards transfer fee, it will never be about money. We won't stop him, you know, we will not stop the players' development. And likewise him, it's important that, you know, he doesn't get caught up in, and he won't do because he's not that type of player, to go to whoever gives him the most wages. It's not, it's who's going to give him the best opportunity, and that's the key.
How old is he, Marcus?
21.
So he's a good age then?
You know, a great age, and like I said, he's ready. You know, I'd love now to be, me as a manager now, be in the full-time game and be able to go and get an Omar Bogum, you know, and work with him day in, day out. Because not only, like I said, not only will I know he'd be successful for me, but I'll also know I've got an asset which we can move on as well. So, you know, some manager out there is going to be very lucky in terms of getting Omar Bogum this season.
And you're resigned to losing him, are you?
No, it's not resigned. We're happy to lose him. It was always our journey for Omar. He's been with us for 3 years, and we promised him at the end of this season, well, during the season when there was a lot of interest, we promised him he will get the opportunity to go into the full-time game. You know, he served us well. He's been, you know, I've had him since 18 years of age. For us, it will be, you know, and especially from a manager as well, it would be, you know, this is my first job and it will be my first feather in the cap in terms of producing one of my own who's gone on now into the full-time game. You know, I want to be a manager who's not known to having good football teams and winning football teams, but also can produce players as well. So, no, this is a journey and this is a move that both club, manager and player wants, and it was always going to be that way that he was going at the end of the season. We've always made that, you know, publicly known.
We know he's an out-and-out goal scorer, but what sort of physique is he? Is he a player who would play through the middle? You'll know Linnell John-Lewis. Does he compare with him?
Yeah, listen, he can play anywhere along the front three, you know. That's the beauty of him as well, and he's left-footed. And, you know, he can play up top on his own because he can do a bit of everything. He can hold it up back to goal. He can run in behind. You know, he can be that target man. He can play off a target man. You know, he's got a trick. He can create his own goals as well. And he's got that flexibility. Like I said, he can play on the left-hand side of a three, right-hand side cutting in. You know, there's a real talent there. And like I said, it's, whatever manager gets him, you know, they're going to have a joy working with him day in, day out, because, you know, as a coach and manager myself, you know, that type of player, you just can't not enjoy working with and want to improve and making the best he can be, because he's got a bit of everything. Yeah. You know, he's a rough diamond. He just needs polishing now.
Yeah. Just a final question. What would you say the chances are of him joining Grimsby then? How do you read that one?
How do I read it? I'd say, you know, Grimsby's a massive club, you know, and I'm sure if he gets the opportunity to go up there, he'll only be impressed, you know. So then, you know, we'll leave it to Omar. But like I said, Grimsby shouldn't be in the league they are. I don't think they will be in that league for too long. You know, for me, I went and watched the game. You know, they were the better team on the day. But I'm sure, you know, it's great going through the playoffs, but I'm sure this year now they'd want to go and get that automatic and make sure they finish the job off properly. And it looks, from afar, it looks like the club is geared up for that, you know, and certainly the fans want it, you know, and it seems the fans want Omar Bogle as well. And that's, for me, that's a good thing and an important thing as well, you know, because he's still only young. And I think supporters will be keen it as well, that they give him the support, you know, and the encouragement. because with that, his confidence is only going to grow and only going to get better. And with confidence, you know, you're able to perform at a higher level, and, you know, he will produce the goods. And, you know, it's a massive club. Why wouldn't he?